At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
That's in that Adam Sandler song where it's about the lunch lady and she says hoagies and grinders. You know what I'm talking about?
I heard the term for a hoagie, but I don't know what part of the country it is. Like, we know pop is here and somewhere in the Midwest.
And hoagie's here.
Yeah, different words for hoagies.
But where are people making, where are people saying, hey, you want to go get some
Blimpie?
Grinders?
There's a Blimpie too.
Well, Blimpie was
like a brand of, yeah, of store, but Blimpie
was an Italian like sandwich spot.
There's also a hero. People call it a hero.
That I've actually heard before. But other than that song that Adam Sandler wrote about Chris Farley, I've never heard a sandwich referred to as a grinder in my life. Have you, Donnie? Do you even know the song I'm talking about from Saturday
Lunch
Night Live?
Lunch Lady Land?
Yes. Classic.
Sloppy Joe.
Navy beans, navy beans, navy beans.
Yeah, I've never heard a grinder when talking about a
no, but I know
sandwich.
I've heard of it, but it's like in a very small pocket of the country.
Donnie,
that
do you say
torpedo.
Sub? Let's get some subs, or do you say hoagies?
I feel like I'm team hoagie.
Okay. Hero sandwiches are called hoagies in Pennsylvania, subs in New Jersey and most of the rest of the country, except for being a grinder in certain Midwest cities. So in Des Moines, they're just, you know, sitting there going,
Caitlin Clark couldn't wait to go out with her friends after a game to get grinders when she was at Iowa, right? That's
right.
What you're telling me?
Apparently, yeah. Anyway, I
Nebraska
know I've knocked you.
Football fans love bringing grinders to their tailgates.
Exactly.
On game day.
Like, that must be how it works. So hold on. Yeah. You weren't naive enough. Maybe you were too naive to think that people would let bygones be bygones. I think people feel like this is Cam, and I'm not saying I feel this way, but the sense is I don't think they're congratulating him for this because I feel like it's him being put in his place in people's minds and him kowtowing, and they're not going to like give him dap for that. This was a battle they wanted to see him lose, so it's not seen as this magnanimous gesture from player to team. Look at me, I'm still being a consummate pro. I think the raw wound here for some people made it so that they were never going to acknowledge it if he ever did this.
But at the end of the day, if all he did was miss a couple of weeks of practice because he was upset about the money he was getting, and he never actually gets that money,
yeah,
what is there to be pissed off about?
That he like was talking that smack on Rodgers and said either you want... I mean, he didn't help himself saying you either want to be a Steeler or you don't,
yes,
and then he did this.
And we went over that.
I think a lot of people, it's a raw nerve for people, man.
But if he doesn't get the money and he does come back to work, yes, I know it is like because of the reason why it was out. It's different from him just like having a bum hamstring or groin or something and missing 10 days of practice or whatever it was. But if at the end of the day, if the moral of the story is he doesn't get the money and he doesn't hold into the season or hold out into the season, and he goes out there and he plays well, it shouldn't be something that like causes fans to think negatively of Cam Hayward in perpetuity.
I don't think it will. If he goes out and plays well, I think he'll get praised for playing well. But I think right now, the viewpoint that I can glean from like just seeing it in real time is people think he lost the battle. They are quietly pleased that he lost the battle, that the Steelers didn't set a new precedent.
Yep.
And now it's sort of back to business as normal, but there's going to be no, let me put it this way, there's going to be no acknowledgement that he did some great thing for them. And look at what a consummate pro he's being. They see the in the first place not being around with 2 years left on your contract as how dare you.
And just for the record, that's not how you feel about the situation.
I think the guy is right to try to ask for more money if he thinks he warrants it, which his performance last year
did. So how do you feel about his decision to go back out there and practice then?
I'm trying to think of the right word. I mean, I guess probably like I would just say he not came to his senses, but it's not even like how do I feel like emotionally. I have no feel for it. It's more just I'm interested in the fact that the Steelers did not apparently cave whatsoever to one of the more, until this incident, well-liked and tenured and high-performing players on the roster. Like, to me, the analysis of it is what's interesting. Not so much like, oh, good job, Cam. I don't know if that's not the answer you want, but that's, I guess, my most honest answer. I don't have some sort of like, ha, 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 Cam. You got like smacked down by the team. I would never say that. It's also not, wow, Cam, you're the greatest. It's just he took it to its limit. And as Mike Florio told us,
he didn't really take it to its limit.
He could have gone all the way to the season starting. But
sure.
Mike Florio's explanation holds water to me. He said, these hold-ins have a logical endpoint if the player doesn't get what they want. Eventually, they've got to come back and play, by and large, like in practical terms. And if they don't get themselves ready early enough, they could get hurt. And if his long-term goal is to play, let's say, 2 more years after this year, he's going to want the last year of this current deal to be ripped up if he has a great season. And so I would imagine it behooves him to try to be healthy and productive.
Or if he thinks, like, doing what's quote-unquote right and being a good Steeler is going to get him the money he's after, that he tried to do it
He tried to play hardball, bad cop, and it didn't work.
And now he's trying to like get more honey with
more flies with honey than with vinegar.
Exactly. Thank you for doing that. Exactly. Like that.
The problem is for him, it's a very cold performance-based business, and he can be the best team player he wants to be. But if his play declines this year, he's not going to get anything.
But what I'm truly getting at though is this: I have not sensed or heard at all a sentiment among fans that are like, all right, now that he's actually practicing, let's pay him. You know, like he might think with the team, if I do this, they're going to be more inclined to give me money. But it's not winning him back the court of public opinion is what I'm trying to say. Like, I feel like those people are not yet on his side, and it's going to take him playing well in the season to win them back.
But here's the rub. Even if he plays great, and even if he has another all-pro year, many of those very same people say, great job, Cam. I still don't want you to get another deal.
For sure.
Like, he's in with a lot of people involved here, probably the team to some extent, and definitely some fans. As far as wanting more money, he's in a no-win situation. I mean, it's because of his age. He could have, if he has a first-team all-pro season at 38 as a defensive lineman, how many guys in history have had one at that age, and either defensive tackle or defensive end
that have been
Peppers,
all
maybe
pros in their late
first team
30s?
All pros at his age.
I don't think of him. I don't think of as Peppers is playing the same position.
Right,
he's a rush end.
He's a pass rusher. So really, Hayward is playing more of a defensive tackle for our purposes, right?
Yes, that's what he goes into the all pro team as.
Sure. So how many defensive tackles have been first team all pros at 37 or 38?
I don't think many, because when you know before last year when I was thinking about giving him another contract, for example, I'd pull up Joe Green and where he was at this age. Joe was done. Joe's last year with the Steelers was when he was 35. All right, here's another great one. Let's do Warren Sapp. Warren Sapp's last year in the NFL, same thing, 35. Who's another guy you like? John Randall? How about
sure.
that as an all-time great
defensive
tackle?
How about Calais Campbell, who's still looking for a team this year?
No, he's on a team.
I'm sorry, not yeah.
John Randall last year where he was a Pro Bowler was 34. At 36, he started only 9 games.
Calais Campbell gets talked about as the other ageless guy. He's had one first-team All-Pro, and it was at 31.
So that's two things. Number one, it is like a great – it's a great feather in Hayward's cap as far as, you know, where he ranks all time and accomplishments that he's able to extend his career at a high level out to this point.
But he's not going to get the monetary reward that he would want and probably deserve in a vacuum.
Because teams like the Steelers, and if he ever becomes available to the rest of the league, they're going to be skeptical that he can keep doing it and they don't want to pay him off.
Honestly, there's a better chance that the Steelers would be the team that would be inclined to give him big money coming off another huge season because they feel they know him and trust him. Other teams would be like, well, yeah, you're great, but you're coming in here.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You're fresh.
Fan Hotline's presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Coming up in 15 minutes, another round of Judge Donnie. Today we'll be debating whether or not the Steelers are better than the Bengals.
Can't wait to hear how the judge decides to be corrupt today.
We're joined by 93.7thefan.com's Jeff Hathorn. The breaking Steelers wide receiver news is that Gabe Davis did visit the Bills today. So he left here without a contract. He went to see his old team. Josh Allen was saying very nice things about Davis yesterday. The Steelers knew he was going to go up there, Jeff. They let him go. Yeah. From what you've heard, why didn't the Steelers sign Gabe Davis? And what do you think they'll end up doing at wide receiver in the next few days?
Gabe Davis? I don't know what you're talking about. Gabe Davis? That was Tomlin yesterday. Yeah, I mean, listen, they gave him an offer he could refuse. Obviously, they had the opportunity to blow him away, to set up something where he wouldn't even want to go up to Buffalo. There's interest there, but I don't think there's like I don't know if he's playing the Bills against the Steelers, but it's odd that you would bring a guy in for a second trip and then he would leave without a contract. I mean, why even bring him in a second time? There's obviously some, a little bit of interest, but not to the interest where they could have just signed him and made this a done deal.
So what, if anything, do you think ends up happening in the next couple of days or even week plus, Jeff, on the wide receiver front? You can
yeah, I think
technically say nothing if you want.
No, I think they'll still be exploring. I mean, they're going to look at what other guys' rosters look like. And I still think there's a possibility. I mean, listen, if Robert Woods is on the team, let's say Calvin, who is working his way back, let's just say he starts the season not ready, which I don't anticipate. They haven't had a receiving core outside of DK with no touchdowns last year. Not one. And if you had Calvin, you're only adding four from last, in the group beyond DK Metcalf, four touchdowns. So I still think that is an area they're going to continue to pursue. And it may not just be, after cutdown day. It could be leading up to it. And Calvin Austin's health is going to play a part in this. But I think even if he comes back and is healthy, they're still going to look at other options.
Jeff, on the Metcalf thing for a second. Roethlisberger said, I was at joint practice. I see Aaron Rodgers and DK Metcalf doing special things together this year. Do you agree with that based on what you've seen?
I mean, the day Ben was there, they had a really good seven shots. And they have, increased their connection. And I think there is a possibility for them to do some things. But, they've got to get the ground game where it needs to be, that the protection has to be there. But, yeah, I would agree. I think there is a connection with DK Metcalf and Aaron Rodgers. It's just, it's so hard because we see in a practice setting, most of the times in not full pads, to know what we're going to see against the Jets. I think a lot of us are really speculating, but I trust Ben's opinion. And I will say over the last week or so, those two have hooked up a lot of times and seem to be gathering that kind of symbiotic connection of like where one knows where the other is going to be.
To a pretty large extent, Rodgers and Metcalf can only be as good as the offensive line allows them to be. To what degree do you feel like the line has alleviated concerns about their play so far heading into the season with what they've put out there in practice and in the preseason?
Yeah, I think they made everybody feel a little better and from what they've shown. If only for the fact of, we didn't spend a lot of time after game two going, man, what about that? Or how did that guy get around the edge? Or what happened on that play? Like, if just for the fact that we didn't see glaring mistakes that we saw, yes, there were some issues here or there, but I think the offensive line has performed fairly well. And they did so against Jacksonville's, first team. They did so against some guys with Tampa more in the joint practice than they did in the game and turned out fairly well.
How about Jeremy Fowler saying the Steelers were potentially going to bring Dalton Reisner in for a visit? He started the final 10 games of the year for the Vikings. He did not allow a sack or did not commit a penalty as a guard last year, Jeff. He's a former second-round pick. He's 30. He's been a starter in this league for a decent amount of time. I said to Chris earlier, if they sign this guy, I'm not convinced he's worse than McCormick. McCormick's barely played, was a fourth-round pick. This dude was on a 14-3 team last year and was good enough to be their starting guard and, by the sounds of things, didn't make a single mistake. No sacks, no penalties. So what are you hearing on that front?
Yeah, it's interesting that he's around, that he's available. And when they brought in Pete, I think a lot of people thought that that was as much Sam Mallow insurance as anything. As, hey, if Sam Mallow, 10 years into the league, guy who hasn't practiced a lot, if there is something there or he's not able to finish the season, you've got someone, while they like Spencer Anderson, a guy who has a track record of doing it in Pete. I understand the interest there, but yeah, maybe there's a feeling of McCormick, but man, everything these guys and Pat said it a week or so ago, they really liked the trajectory and what they saw from McCormick as he grew last year.
Jeff, do you think there's going to be any, or to what extent do you think there will be, a connection between Mike Tomlin kind of letting Aaron Rodgers call the shots as far as, hey, I don't really... He said he would play during the preseason, but we can all kind of, you know, infer that he doesn't want to play or else Mike would be playing him because we know Mike believes in playing these guys in the preseason, even as quarterback. What extent do you think that's going to go into the regular season and also inform how he'll actually coach Rodgers? Like, is he going to let him be more aggressive than maybe he let Fields and Wilson be, in your opinion?
I mean, listen, I do think quarterbacks always have some kind of say in the offense, but the level of say seems to be different with Aaron Rodgers in the planning and him just communicating with other players. And what we hear about him speaking up in the room, not in an aggressive way, but in a, hey, why don't we do this? And I think if he stands up more than any quarterback they've had since Ben, if he gets up in a meeting and says, hey, why don't we do this? It's not a, oh, we're just going to listen to your suggestion and move on. It's going to be like, yeah, we'll look into that. Even some of the language they've used, they've altered for Aaron. So I think it is, I'm not saying they're giving the entire offense over to Aaron, but Aaron has a lot of
Do you think he'll be allowed to throw to the middle of the field, or will Mike on those tablets have the middle, the between the hash marks will be a giant red area with the international no symbol?
I mean, where have the, and I know it hasn't been Aaron, but where are the big plays we've seen for the most part in the preseason been from the Steelers in the middle of the field? We've seen them exploit the middle of the field a lot with this group, especially when Smith has been healthy.
Jeff, your reaction being there yesterday to seeing Cam Hayward practice in pads, Tomlin said team drills, and what that means for his contract pursuit with the Steelers.
I think this is, and Cam didn't want to talk afterwards. He had to go get some treatment, he said, so he wasn't able to discuss it with us. I think this was Cam saying, like, hey, I'm willing to throw in some good faith. I'm going to get it. I'm going to get out there on the practice field. I'm going to show you that I'm ready to go. Let's sit down and get this thing worked out. I don't think it means necessarily that they're on the verge of a deal, because none of that, we got a feel for none of that, that anything's changed from this contract status. But I think him being out on the field is just a way of saying, hey, let's get this thing done. I don't think he's going to cave. I think this is just an opportunity for him, knowing the cameras will be out there, that he could go out there and say, hey, I'm willing to get out there and show I want to get ready for the season.
I just think, Jeff, in this case, like, there's no real reason for the team to grab the olive branch that he might be trying to put out there and reciprocate. I mean, he's got 2 years left, and from their perspective, in a business sense, even if he outperformed the deal he signed, he still signed it, and he's at an age where, Pony and I just looked this up, there's literally no precedent for a guy his age in the modern era, or barely in any era at all, having even the season he did last year on the defensive line, to say nothing of the season he would have to have this year to bend their ear on this one. I think he's fighting an unbelievably uphill battle is what I'm saying.
I know you try to look at Reggie White's and Bruce Smith's and say, okay, they were good at the end of their career, but yeah, it's, and we have heard nothing about extension. I know people have said, well, Cam wants a few more years. I don't necessarily think, I do believe that what Cam said, that he thought that he deserved more money. He felt like he had some type of handshake agreement that, hey, when I'm better, I'm going to come back and we're going to redo this. And it just was never in writing, which was obviously Cam's biggest mistake. But yeah, I agree. I don't think the Steelers feel like they're forced because Cam was out there in pads that, okay, we got to sit down and make this happen. And you guys have said this the entire time. If this was so easy, has it not been easy at all?
Jeff, do you feel the same way about Boswell, or him kicking in a game? Does that make you think that his pursuit of a renegotiated contract is just totally over and he's going to play on his current deal this year?
Yeah, I think he's going to play on his deal because, you know, Tomlin even said that he was going to kick PATs and field goals if they would have had their, you know, if Christian Kuntz would have been healthy. So while he still wants to have more money, but we've seen him around at practice, and like you said, he was going to kick in that game. So I don't know if tomorrow is going to tell us anything, whether Boswell kicks or not. I don't think that's going to be a real indicator. We'll see what happens early next week. Would he still want to keep that on the table? Sure. Do I think that's going to come to a head and Boswell will kick? Yes.
Jeff Hathorn, our Hawk Report.
Oh, jeez. What kind of a hawk is that?
Wow.
That hawk sounded pissed off.
Is that the... are we sure this is a hawk?
It sounds like Starkey.
All right, Jeff, we'll talk again next week.
Good ones.
Goodbye.
Do we have that Starkey clip from yesterday? We could play them side by side.
What's the Star? Oh, yeah, we do, actually. I know the one you're talking about.
Yeah, can we get that Starkey clip we used yesterday and then just kind of run those back to back there?
Oh, no.
He made come on, dude.
I think that...
Are we having house fires every day in the audio files here?
I think Bechtold deleted it because he was at odds with Joe.
I don't think you can delete it.
Yeah, you can't delete stuff out of that. Come on, Pony.
You can't?
No. It's like an 18-step process.
Go to hell, Mulsey.
That?
No, not that one. No, the one he makes like...
And it's a reminder that I'm being distracted here with this read by yelping Joe Starkey. But
was it that one?
He doesn't care. And it's a reminder that I'm being distracted here
that sounds
with
more like
this
a goat
read
being
by
sacrificed.
Yelping Joe Starkey. But he doesn't care.
The last part, he doesn't care. That is true. That is very true.
And you can confirm that that's like not... he does that on purpose or what?
He just kind of does it involuntarily.
Every single time. And it's one of the biggest reasons why. And you heard Joe just yelp. He's excited about it himself.
Somebody compared Joe today as a radio host to both George Pickens and Martavis Bryant, essentially saying that the highs are unbelievably high, but when he hits the lows sometimes.
Yeah.
He said that there's a lot of peaks and valleys to Joe's performance.
I still think the clip from Pomp from the game the other night is priceless.
Let's get that one, too.
Do I have that one of him talking about Chase McLaughlin, the Bucs kicker?
Chase McLaughlin will be on now to attempt this field goal. He's with his ninth NFL team, but he's found a home here in Tampa. 43 yards this effort. Came way back in the league in 1918 with the Bills, but he's been around. But he finally has a home here.
1918.
When did the NFL start? 1920? Was it the Pottsville Maroons or whatever? He predates the NFL. Chase McLaughlin, he's 125 years old.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAF Giving 360. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.
And the last lawyer you'd want in Judge Donnie's courtroom is across from me right now, Chris Mueller.
Isn't that a violation of, like, you know, courtroom ethics, or he's just denigrating
me? The last time
me.
We were here, you ripped the judge for doing a crappy job, so.
Yeah, that's a fair point, but I was right.
All right, today's court case, Judge Donnie.
Today's case, gentlemen, and thank you for joining me again. Are the Steelers a better or worse team than the Cincinnati Bengals?
Ready, Mulsey?
So is this going to be who has a better season, essentially, we're arguing?
Yeah.
Okay, better. Okay.
Ready? Rock, paper, scissors. Scissors to determine who argues what. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
That was a misfire.
Why?
I mean,
let's run it back,
I thought we
boys.
Were going one, right, two, ready? Three. Or rock. Okay.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Damn it. Yes. I thought the gambit would work.
All right, Your Honor, I'm going to argue that the Steelers will indeed have a better season than the Cincinnati Bengals. You know, you really cannot do any better than what Joe Burrow did last year. He threw 43 touchdowns to lead the NFL. He also threw for over 4,000 yards to lead the NFL in passing. And his running mate, Ja'Marr Chase, led the league in receiving yards, catches, and receiving touchdowns. Those two did it all. And yet, when it was all said and done, they still had a worse season than the Steelers and missed the playoffs at 9-8. Perfection from those two, and it wasn't good enough. If those two guys are a little bit worse, which is possible, then what? What is plan B for the Bengals? Their best defensive player is not playing right now. He's not practicing. Their first round pick got there late because of some arcane argument the Bengals were trying to make with him over very specific language in the contract. Their offensive line, I don't know if you saw it on Monday night, had Joe Burrow running for his life and people openly asking the question on Twitter, is this man going to get injured in this game and force us to watch Jake Browning or Desmond Ridder in the first couple of weeks of the NFL season? Zach Taylor is an offensive coach. Does he know what he's doing on defense? Does he know the right buttons to push? Do we know if he can hire the right guy? And let's also not forget, at the top, you have Mike Brown, who still thinks that the NFL is played in the 1960s and still counts on publications like Lindy's and Street and Smith to build his football team. The Steelers will be better than the Bengals in 2025, Your Honor.
Chris.
Thank you, Your Honor. While I appreciate Counselor Filippone's attempts at humor by pointing out that Mike Brown does in fact like Lindy's and Street and Smith's to build his roster, it is a bit ignorant of the facts, which are that Duke Tobin does have a much more active role in actually procuring the talent for this team. The Bengals are going to have a better year than the Steelers for one simple reason. His name is Joe Burrow. Your Honor, I know you'll have to put personal bias aside. You possibly should have recused yourself from this because Joe Burrow's nicknames, Joe Burr, Joe Cool, Joe Scheisty, have often rubbed you the wrong way. But even you, Your Honor, have admitted that the player is terrific at what he does. And despite all the things that went against the Bengals last year, Burrow had them within one game of making the playoffs. They tried to do something different to get him out there in the preseason so they wouldn't start off as rusty. They were 0-3 and then 1-4 to start the season. I'm generally just going to bet on the team that has, at worst, one of the four best quarterbacks in the league, and that's exactly what Burrow is. If the Bengals are better last year, very good chance he wins the MVP award. He dragged this moribund franchise not that long ago with some of the same flaws to within a couple of plays and an Aaron Donald intervention of winning a Super Bowl. And again, we're not asking, are the Bengals going to win the Super Bowl? We're asking if they're going to be better than the Pittsburgh Steelers. I would still bet on 20-something, 28-year-old, whatever it is, Joe Burrow over 41-year-old Aaron Rodgers because he's just simply better than Aaron Rodgers. Furthermore, Counselor Filippone cited Shamar Stewart as being somebody who showed up late. Everything I've been seeing is that the Bengals, despite how ugly things were with Stewart, are actually thrilled with how quickly he's picked up what they want him to do in camp. The offensive line was bad against Washington. I'll remind you, it was a preseason game, and I believe Counselor Filippone, above all, should know that you shouldn't put too much stock in what happens in the preseason. All these reasons why the Bengals will be better than the Steelers.
Andrew.
Your Honor, he can't even use his full 2 minutes because he doesn't have a leg to stand on here, and he knows that. He has a losing argument. He has a losing hand. He keeps continually citing how the Bengals have Joe Burrow and the Steelers do not. I must have missed the memo, Judge Donnie, Your Honor, in which Joe Burrow was attempting to become Travis Hunter in 2025 and play both offense and defense. Does he claim to be the Shohei Ohtani of football? He doesn't play middle linebacker. He doesn't play in their secondary. He only plays one side of the ball, which is quarterback. Lest we forget, Drew Brees in New Orleans had 3 straight 7-9 seasons. Big Ben in 2012 and 2013 missed the playoffs both years. Yes, this is a quarterback-driven league, but when your defense is this horrendous, it is not impossible to miss the playoffs again and even finish with a losing record. So I even acknowledge Burrow is great, but he is a mere mortal, Donnie. One man.
That's it.
It actually wasn't it. I had several more seconds.
Oh, you had 2 more. I'm sorry. I actually used more of my time than Counselor Filippone did in his opening arguments, but I'm not going to get into such petty grievances right here. Counselor Filippone minimizing the quarterback position, which is strange because it is far and away the most important position in sports, not just the NFL. A great quarterback can paper over a lot of warts, as Joe Burrow almost managed to do for the Bengals last year. Also, Counselor Filippone being a bit disingenuous with his arguments, he's not a Mike Tomlin believer, no matter how hard he tries to paint himself as one for the purposes of this argument. The Steelers, if the Bengals are counting on Burrow to paper over warts with their defense and in other areas on the roster, who and what are the Steelers counting on? 41-year-old Aaron Rodgers, one receiver of note, DK Metcalf, a bunch of nobodies after that that are unproven. A defense that should be better because they keep investing resources in it, but one that still was strafed at the end of last year. When in doubt, bet on the quarterback in the NFL. That is why I will bet on Joe Burrow and the Bengals.
Gents, boys.
Yes, Your Honor.
In the case of the Steelers and the Bengals in 2025, it may not be something that I thought going in I would agree with, but I think Chris has the winning argument.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Get the hell out of here.
Yes. Thank you, Your Honor. Thank you. I appreciate that you were willing to approach this with an open mind and to come to a fair, unbiased conclusion. You renew my faith in you again as a truly wise arbiter.
So, Your Honor, are you fine with me tweeting out that at Donnie Football believes the Bengals will be better than the Steelers in 2025,
no,
Your Honor?
No, because that's not how this segment went.
Yes, it is!
The segment is about who made the better argument.
He felt like the strength of my rhetoric was more compelling. Also, aren't you the guy who just went on Larry Richards' podcast and said you thought the Bengals could make it to the Super Bowl?
Well, I appreciate you watching the Larry.
That doesn't answer the question. Did you not go on to the Big Man podcast and say the Bengals could make it to the Super Bowl?
What I choose on Judge Donnie is not necessarily just my straight opinion.
These aren't legally binding opinions. He's just evaluating an argument here.
So you,
Mr. Filippone,
hold him in contempt of court,
coming
Judge.
Into this, oh, because I'll say the Steelers will have the better team, I'm going to automatically win.
Hold on a second. I didn't actually know what your opinion on this was.
I think you did.
How would I know? When have you said in any other place, Your Honor?
We've talked about it in the back all off season, Mr. Filippone. But you may not always be paying attention.
That's true.
Again, he keeps dodging the fact that on a podcast he just said he was part of a podcast that thinks the Bengals could go to the Super Bowl.
I didn't dodge that at all.
You didn't confirm that I was right to say it. You just said, thanks for watching.
Yeah, that's all.
Because it's submarines, his whole argument, Judge. He thinks I exist in a little bubble where I'm not even watching sports. And in fact, I am supporting him by consuming the products that he puts out.
A few weeks ago, I made an argument for something I didn't even believe in.
And what was that?
That joint practices were better than preseason games.
Well, that was with corrupt Judge Jack, I'll remind you. He was on the take, openly.
And did
no, was
win?
That corrupt Judge Dom? That might have been Judge Dom,
No,
actually.
It was Jack.
Yeah, Jack's corrupt, too. He and Dom, you want to talk about two jurists that need to be disbarred. Is that what you do to judges? Disbar them? Because they're technically lawyers?
So wait a minute here. I had the opinion that Donnie actually agrees with.
But he liked my
argument
better.
And he still went against me? Do I hear that right?
Is this whole thing not about who I think makes a better argument?
Yes, it is.
I mean, you're telling me in like a real court of law, a judge doesn't sit there and see a guy who probably killed somebody, let's say.
Here we go.
And
actually, wait a minute,
says,
Judge.
You know
Your
what?
Honor, wait a minute. I've made obviously better arguments for sides that I know are harder to actually support in recent weeks, and you, in one of those cases, ruled against me, so... Now I'm starting to wonder
about
this.
Maybe I'm thinking about turning a new leaf, Chris, because every single week we get bitchy Mueller every time.
Right.
Bitchy
and
Mueller.
Still are, exactly. And you're going against me here. So you agreed with
So wait a minute. The moral of this story is the more I complain, the more I get what I want.
You agreed.
Acting like a toddler has its benefits.
You agreed with my argument, and you went against me to side with, quote, bitchy Mueller?
Because
for the
eighth week in a row, we would have heard, I had the better argument. I should have won.
So he's bullied the judge like he bribed the judge
actually,
to give you this decision.
I'm
going to
be really honest here. Despite having been given the win from the judge, I actually feel like I'm losing here because he's basically calling me a whiny baby and saying he did this to shut me up.
Yes.
The radio equivalent of shoving a pacifier in my mouth and saying, why don't you go watch Blue, like Bluey or something?
I sided with you
Chris so he
quit complaining.
Because
I didn't want to hear you bitch up a storm.
Unbelievable,
wow.
Judge. I thanks, I guess.
Well, what's the point of doing this if every week you guys just have a good inkling of what my opinion is on something and then
the honest truth
whoever
is,
gets that
I didn't
side,
know what your
the honest
was.
Truth is I had no idea and I actually thought because I knew the Super Bowl thing in the back of my mind that he had done the podcast, I was stunned that he went with Steelers are better.
No, I mean, realistically, the Bengals defense is just so god-awfully bad.
And How did I lose then?
I
made that exact
I will be,
point, Judge.
Allow me to
that
be serious for 10 seconds.
That was the crux of my argument.
This is a real question. What would you rather have in the NFL in 2025?
Yes, the better quarterback and the receiver.
No, not better. An elite quarterback and receivers and a horrible defense or a potentially very good defense and so-so quarterback receivers.
I'm just going to ask Donnie again. That was the crux of my argument. How could I have made a better argument? You just said I like the Steelers more than the Bengals because of how crappy their defense is. I argued for 3 minutes that exact point. If there was ever a slam dunk win in Judge Donnie, it should have been right there. And I only lost because you can't accept losing well. That's it.
If it does not fit, you must acquit, Pony. And that's what Donnie did. He knew I acquitted myself
said,
well because your argument did not fit.
He said I liked Chris's argument better and then actually made my point right there and in defense of your argument said, well, I didn't want to hear him complain again.
Well, you already
saw
me.
That's not liking your argument
I walked
more.
Out onto the courtroom steps triumphant and because of double jeopardy, this question can never be tried again.
What the hell, man?
And let's cancel the segment.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.